So Nigerians,
sir,
today we are here to tell you guys that we'll be quitting So Nigerian.
Hey,
I don't know what's funny.
I don't know why I'm saying that.
Sykes, happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to us.
So Nigerian is four. You know the vibes. You know the steez. You guys on the Spotify Q&A, we need you guys to just share your favorite episode of So Nigerian. Yeah. Tell us how you found out So Nigerian and what So Nigerian has done for you as pastor. in just making see, do you know funny thing? Yeah, you guys should send a voice memo. Your name, and what So Nigerian has done for you.
In not more than 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Just sharply tell us what So
Nigerian. Love us. Just send us voice memo on your email.
Yeah.
Can send it to Isaac's DMs.
Don't send it to my DM. I beg. Send it to So Nigerian email.
So Nigerian email, voice memo, so it can just be easy for us to, you know. Yeah. And
don't want to do it. Don't ask. When you see it,
it's been a journey so far. So you guys should make sure you first of all make sure you like and subscribe our YouTube videos. Shout out to Chineye Zima, bro. Shout out to Chineye and Lois Kitchen. Bro, only two comments our YouTube.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we go put them
after 1 week.
We go put them as our success story. Say,
we'll put your name.
Bro,
we'll put your name.
These are the only two people who do their success story. See, back then when we having two comments.
You guys.
Chineya, if she's not asking for suits, she's actually commenting. She's not asking to see my suits. Anybody else really find my suit?
But you guys promised to go hard for us.
Bro, I've told you, once we get to 2K subscribers, live and direct, the next episode we do, I'm appearing in suit. Straight up. Yeah, So Nigerian, we are four years today. Yeah, those of you that have been listening since 2020, shout out to you guys. Those of you that started listening last year, shout out to you guys as well.
Bro, like, it hasn't been an easy journey. I mean, it's been a crazy journey there. There are many times I would just lose the energy, but because of you guys, we keep going on. You guys own this podcast, literally. Shout out to you guys. Really grateful. It's been a very...
Especially Chineye and Lois.
Shout out to Chineye and Lois, the rest of you. Okay, no, we have to give shout out to certain people, apart from Chineye.
Osakolo, Omu Victor.
Shout out to you, Duke.
Ogunji Silva,
Duke. No, you have to give shout out to
Zikoku, you know, Benjazi. Some people are just constant on the Spotify. Riri,
Bad Girl Riri, shout out to you.
All of you, so many people's names. What the rest of you that, you know, my own is special shout out to Chineye and Lois.
Yeah. The rest of ghost viewers.
The funny thing is, yeah, I don't think Chineye watched the video because she commented like 10 minutes and the video is 1 hour long. So Chineye, are you lying?
10 minutes into it.
10 minutes, you know. 10 minutes after uploading.
Someone will comment. We can just go comment.
Much love.
But you see, I never know.
She still even stood to go drop Spotify Q&A.
That was too real.
Too real.
Support on every platform. That's too real. And I'm sure she would have still sent a DM or something.
Don't worry.
Too real, man.
No, she just harassed me for my suit. I don't do. I don't even block her.
But guy, how do you feel about 4 years?
4 years is a journey, man. It's a lot.
Why you gonna switch accents? Like, give you slap. You said it's a journey, man.
It's a journey, man. You get me? These 4 years, Isaac has been like 6 relationships.
Isaac, off the mic.
Isaac has been like 6 relationships.
Why are you lying? I said, guys, this podcast forced my relationship life. Since I said this podcast, I've not had any. Maybe the year we started, I had a relationship. Since then, I just vibe.
You see, you guys.
But these arrows.
Random, yeah. You guys should go and listen to the first, like, 10. Go and listen to the first 10 episodes.
Yeah, I'm going to delete all those things.
You went to hear Lover Boy Isaac.
I'm changed. I'm a hard guy now. Yeah. Don't come near me.
I think one time I tried to listen to, like, the first episode. I lost the cringe. I just did.
Yeah, but you know what, the first time it was like struggle. Yeah, first struggle to record. It was during COVID, so like we could not be. One time
we were doing inside Dami's mom's car.
I swear, Dami's mom's car. No studio. this record is like car who drives where it's quiet. I know that time there's nothing like editing. You just fuck up doing the
editing. You
have to start again.
Said, what was the episode just to motivate you guys? Anything you want to start, just start it. We are not saying we've blown, we never blown.
We never blown.
We motivate.
Oh, we've tried.
But we don't give up.
Oh, yeah, we don't give up. You know what we've gone through? Bro.
Yeah, there's one time, there was one episode, yeah, we recorded it in Isaac's dad's office. Church. That is dad's church office. That's when I got inspiration for Pastor Baby Boy. That's when the Lord spoke to me. That's when I received the spirit then.
See, you receive spirit.
Yeah, shout out to those of you that, you know, Pastor Baby Boy has just been, has been a very, very.
Yeah, it was Zoo Crusade though.
Ah, normal Crusade.
See, you should be crashing out. You know, you've already gathered followers now. Start your church.
Don't worry.
So Nigerian Ministries.
Abba's Children.
Ah! If you understand the context, this scene, Aaron's your mouth will put you in trouble one day.
Pastor Baby Boy. Don't worry, we pray for God's grace, God's mercy, God's, you know, yeah, like those of you that have been with Pastor Baby Boy and Isaac Medici, those of you that don't want to comment on our YouTube, see, yeah, I think, you know, you are refreshing, expecting that people will show you love, but it's just chin and yes comment,
the same comment over and over again.
You know what's funny about our YouTube, if you can't change the color,
but let's give them benefit of doubt.
Yeah,
you
know,
network was bad.
Yeah, let's
last 1 week.
Let's say it was network.
So now this is another opportunity.
You guys should shut down. So now today's our birthday. So if you're listening to this episode immediately,
this
dropped,
is the least you can do.
If you're listening to it, we need you guys to go to Obi's house tonight or Friday night. We've already paid for six tables. Any pop any bottles any you want bottle. To just tell them say so Nigerian. It's one impact table.
So
everything.
We don't joke. Oh.
Tell them for Pastor Baby Boy or so Nigerian.
Yeah. Sure. Just call his full name, call his real name.
Or say PBB. Say Puff Baby Boy.
see if he wants to.
I'm going to this church. I don't be PDD. Everybody knows now Pastor Baby Boy only. PBB, that's all. But yeah, like it's been a journey.
It's been an interesting journey, Sean.
I told you guys, listen to the first 10 episodes for Isaac's love life.
Bro, this podcast destroyed my love life. Since I started in this podcast, I've not found true love.
Any girl that Isaac talks to, they say, and she finds out that you also Nigerian, she like, I don't fuck with podcast voice.
They said podcast voice used to say nonsense too much. One time I told this guy I want to stop doing podcast because I need to focus on my love life.
Yeah, nobody reads
podcasts. Yeah, yeah. But you get since we said in this podcast, Aros has been like 4 relationships. Serious ones who one time I was even doing like 8 babes at the same time. I don't know how he was doing it, but
this guy is a liar. This guy is a liar.
But like what was one thing you would say you've enjoyed since we started this podcast?
Honestly, like just one thing that there's so many things I've enjoyed, but one thing that actually cracks me up these days is anytime I go to the Spotify Q&A. That sometimes I even read like old comments and I just laugh.
Bro,
I know people are not okay on that scene.
Like, this is the boss man. Like, do these people actually listen to us? First, what is the boss man? The number of people. Like, when I check our numbers and I see like, let me say like 5k streams, these are like, so 5,000 people actually sat down.
That year.
That was like that year. I don't even know our current numbers.
We had, there was one time, our first episode, yeah. If you get like 500 in 2 weeks, bro, shut down. 500 people listening.
Big boys.
After that 500, everybody go reach the end, though. But see, if you see 500, bro, it was serious shutdown. When our like estimated weekly audience was like 3, I think if you guys are following us on our social media, I posted it on our So Nigerian Twitter account. I didn't post it on our Instagram. You just see like there was that time on Anchor, that time in a estimated audience of 370 people. Yeah,
boys.
I mean, at that time, you know, they appear in charts.
Yes, now, guy. I think we've picked our number one before now.
Yes, now it was the number one.
With how many, that time, with how many listeners. So it actually shows that the industry is growing. The industry is actually growing.
Yeah, it's not easy. And, yeah. And obviously, like, there's so many times that we've also, like, this one, fact on fact, just like, so many, almost every three months, would they consider quitting. That's like, that's how you guys would know.
Real.
That's how you guys would know.
You know how those times you will not hear from us for like 2-3 weeks. My energy is low, man.
Bro, like, you just know that, like,
there are times that, like, we'll set up that, okay, we want to record. We'll just say, I'll be like, no energy today. It's actually not easy, man. Like, the last 4 years, the first 2 years, not like I don't enjoy it, but there was energy the first 2 years. Like, anytime I roast me up, like, let's record, like, I'm there the next morning or something. Now that, like, adulthood has come, now they're responsible for a lot.
Bro, like, do you understand? So, and the funny thing is, yeah, and I know you're supposed to find sponsors too as well. So it makes it hard for us to, you know, like,
I swear.
Because obviously we're a team of two.
How do you want to?
It's literally just Isaac and I, like, we don't, this audio editing, I edit it myself.
Bro.
You know, all of the things, and it's very hard getting studio, even studio, pay for studio. If you've priced studio for podcast before, you know.
See, what we just ask for this, once they send it, invoice, we just add them. You know how many studios with the A, bro?
Studio no easy.
Studio's not easy, man. It's actually expensive.
You understand, and like, thing, that's why, like, we even tried this year, because we promised you guys 52 episodes. Not till audio, you will just be getting you today. Maybe if you get video today, man.
What I will tell you today, you will see
video tomorrow. You know, as money rich.
I tell you now,
as money rich.
If you don't see audio episode, if you don't see video episode for 1 month, just don't say money no tower.
And know that you see audio episode because we're actually trying to be consistent and just trying to be.
I mean, these are 40, we're growing, so there's no stagnancy. Yeah. We have to be doing different things and all that.
We just want to be real with you guys because we are so Nigerian family, you know.
What do you think your favorite episode so far has been?
I don't know. Every time people ask me this question, I don't have a favorite episode per se. Like, I genuinely do not have a favorite episode. I'm never going to lie to you.
I think, maybe recency bias, but I think the one we did with what's her name? Osas Baby.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to Osas.
What we do with Osas Baby, I actually really enjoyed that episode. If not watching
one fun fact about Osas, that Osas episode. Osas is such a bro, like, I used to see her anytime she's fighting on Twitter.
Yeah, like, she's such a guy. Like,
she's fight for you. If she did for you, she did for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, funny thing about that Osas episode was usually if, like, get guests, like, it was so easy. She didn't.
Yeah,
you know when Portable says who go help you, don't go stress you. Shout out to Osas. I don't know if anybody can clip this audio and send it to her or whatever, but like, bro, Osas did not even stress us. Like it was just, obviously we've been kind of like mutuals on Twitter, yeah. And then I just texted her, "Would you like to be
on the pod?" And I told her,
"Oh, are you free?" So everything. She was just yes. Okay. Oh, can I do IG collaborator? This thing we've done. Oh, IG collaborator. She was even one that suggested that. Okay, and that clip, there was one clip. Check our TikTok.
It's crazy.
And like. Our numbers, that episode was our most listened to episode on Spotify last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was
on Kulus. No, that was like on all platforms.
Okay, but on Spotify specifically.
On Spotify specifically was yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Shout outs to Osas and yeah, like it was that episode was just was 300% higher than other episodes.
Are you serious? On what the gap took.
Where like,
but it was actually, even aside numbers, it was actually a very funny.
Yeah, very like, funny it was a very, very funny conversation. It was very, very, like, engaging conversation. And it also gave us our first 1K views, 2K views.
2K views, 3K views. 3K, 4K,
4K views, 4.2K views on YouTube.
Shout out to Osas, man.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to
every other, like, well, how about you? What's your favorite episode so far, man?
I would also say I like the one with Bini Soldier.
That's drugs.
He came to tell the story about his drug addiction.
Funny thing is, yeah, we are having another. Obviously, like some of you guys have reached out to us on email to share your experiences on some other issues, and just know that what we're just trying to do is set up have like a studio place per se.
Yeah.
You know, when we are, we'll be able to bring other people on.
Yeah.
But one that Beanie Soldier, like, he sent an email, like, basically the email I had everything. The email just caught my attention. I shared it with Isaac, and I'm like, and then I asked him for his number. I had a phone call conversation with him, and I was like, we were supposed to record something else the next day.
Yeah, we already had the content.
Then we basically just shifted it out and said, bro, wait, Beanie Soldier stays in like Ajah or something. Like,
bro, he came earlier than us.
It came like 1 hour earlier than us.
I'm like, when Arus called me, I'm like, oh, the guy of this studio, I'm like, how? Maybe I never even bath.
It was
the commitment was too good.
It was, and then he shared his experience. People learned a lot, like the responses.
Yeah, it was an inspiring.
Till now, like, it was an inspiring
episode. Funny enough, I met a friend like weeks after that episode came out, and my friend told me that he actually enjoyed watching that episode because that's almost like a similar story. He had an issue from when he was an invested CEO, just maybe recently,
yeah,
that he now he could overcome addiction. So like, drug addiction is something. Why that episode? I would say my favorite episode, because drug addiction, or let me say addiction, is something that I like to learn about. I like to hear people's stories because I know it's something that's very difficult. I know it's something that is hard to overcome. So when people come and tell their stories like that, you know, it's not easy to come out and say, oh, I, you know, a lot of people fear stigmatization and all that. But I mean, Beanie Soldier, we came out to say the story and all that. So
yeah,
that was really inspiring. Really, really inspiring.
Yeah. So many episodes like that, man. Like that episode, even I've had people that reached out to us. I had somebody that wanted to reach out to Beanie Soldier as well, just to have like a conversation to probably help him. And I connected them. I think I did. I'm not even sure, man. but yeah.
Please do.
But yeah, also today when we announced that, oh, today's our 40th anniversary, our favorite listener from, I think, Kenya. Yeah, Kenya. Is it Kenya? Yes.
Yeah, it's Kenya.
She's this thing. She's another, I think she's Ethiopian in Kenya.
She's a nationality in another country.
In Kenya.
But she's Shannon Nigerian.
Yeah, she's, bro. Sugar Weekly is always there for us, always ready. She's like our sister now. She's our guy man from there. But yeah, like, she was just, you know, she said, first of all, you guys, how are you? How does it feel to be 4 years old? What's been the best part so far? So I'm asking, this is a question from Sugar Weekly. She was, bro, it mainly announced that we're 4 years old. She posted it on all of our social media.
Like, are you serious? Like, oh, I said, no, that was real. Supposed to be real. Love that, man.
So what's been the best part for this?
Best part, I would say, I think the first time we went visual, when we went on YouTube and all that, I think it was a very remarkable moment for me. Then last year too, when we got the recognition from Spotify, that was a very, very, very big moment for me. It was like, I'm on this, me that I'm just like a normal young vibe.
I remember when we got the first email from Spotify from Issa Bakazi.
Shout out to, see, Issa Bakazi, you met us in our third year, but you've been a very big impact on this podcast. I'm like, I can't even lie to you. Shout out to you, man.
She was like, oh, she's been listening for over a year. And
are you
all
serious?
Of that. Yeah. So first of all, I first think saying I spam me.
Because Spotify, are you serious?
She just used another email, and then she's like, oh, she needed to set up a meeting, and then we just had a conversation, and we just basically talked about our journey and how everything has been for us so far and all of that stuff. And you know, she and the Spotify family have just tried to like be supportive through our journey, especially like that last year. It was just a source of motivation.
Yeah.
Obviously, no bad deal.
Yeah.
No bad deal, but like, there's just that special recognition. And they invited me to come and speak, you know, it was a sign that, yeah, like, we're doing something right. Do you understand?
Yeah, exactly. That's how it felt for me too.
The only purpose of this episode basically is just to motivate anybody, man. Anything you're starting, if you're also a fellow podcaster like us, just keep on working hard, man. Like, consistency. That's one thing about us. We never really can go a month without dropping at least
definitely
one episode.
At least one episode. That's the thing. And we know we're not consistent. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to work on it.
We're trying to work on it to make sure it's every week.
Bro, we're trying to
work on it. That's why you guys need to share the episodes to people. Just make sure that we're growing. Because that's like our biggest motivation is our growth.
Is our growth. If we're stagnant, bro, there's no point doing this.
Do you understand? Really, so no, like, we've also
share to your people that you know have businesses that want to come and run ads. Bro, because it's not by parking listeners.
Yeah, like you just need like a sort of, you know, obviously sponsors.
Just you say sort of. No, no, you speak to this mic. You say that sort of.
No, no, no. Obviously, like as long as it's a brand that aligns with our vision.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And
not just anything.
We are.
Yeah.
We've had conversations and, you know, this thing with different brands before that we probably just didn't.
First, what do you do?
Because they don't talk to me, we can't advertise Dildo before now. So Nigerians are gospel followers.
Yeah, we don't do.
We have allergies.
Yeah.
We have Abba's babies.
Abba's
with
babies.
Us.
Yeah. So we don't advertise such things.
Pastor baby boys.
If
like,
you say, oh, send me a DM. But continue.
Or if you say, this they country be we compromise.
Nobody say we won't use our.
If you compromise, yeah, if you do sex education and
yeah.
But actually, that's actually one of the contents in our content bank. We obviously, you know, this in so Nigerian way. Yeah, but like, regardless, man, we have just been through.
But what has been your own best part?
Obviously, this was fair recognition, man. Like, and anytime, yeah, that reminds me, speaking of which, I remember like we were soliciting for you guys' votes on Gage Awards. Yes, we lost it.
Shout out to
the people who won it, and shout out to those of you guys that actually voted. You know, it means a lot.
Yeah, thanks for the effort.
But we know we now we say we got to work hard.
We got to work hard. Next year we have to bag it.
Well, like the nominations is obviously like a form of recognition.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, like, my favorite part, my best part, is just like when people hit me up and talk about,
bro,
like that's our biggest source of motivation. You know,
I know, like in the last few months, or like, I don't say last one year, but like the last few months, I've gotten a lot of like messages from people, like random people. Even as a Sunday, there was one I got, and I'm like, what? Like, it's just so random. Do you get like like there's a lot of diversity in our listeners. So you see like people, like buddies, you see like normal like working people. Like, why are you laughing? You try to get what I'm saying, or, like the diversity is there. Like, but I'm just proud of like. I'm proud that
I love,
we've been able to reach
I love that
kind of audience.
I love our Northerners listeners. That's what I like our Abuja listeners. Like, I love them. I love our Kano listeners. Those are looking my favorite. I have Ibrahim, one of that, bro. Like, in my head, I'm just like, you guys can relate. Because obviously, like, we all grew up in
different communities. And, yeah, exactly.
So like, I feel like we resonate more with, like,
yeah, South
Western.
Exactly.
And
exactly. So it's surprising when, like, yeah,
people, if you understand, so like it's a lot, and that's diaspora listeners as well,
bro. Shout out to you guys. Like, I'll see someone follow me on IG, and I'm seeing like snow on the background. I'm like, when I saw me first with the snow in the background, the next thing someone just replied my story. I listened to you on Sun and John, like, oh wow, that's surprising. Bro. One of my interesting moments was when I was somewhere I was not supposed to be, and then one guy just came to meet me. Then I know you. He said. You don't know me, but I know you from Sun and Drum, and you guys really inspire me. This, that. And me, I'm like,
you should have inspired one. Inspired.
You know, actually, for people interview, when he said people go to DM him,
say my music saved my life.
What's if you really
ask? Ah, I forgot to say people's life. Deeply.
No, but prosper. Like, for example, now see Benito Jana. He said when he was going through that stuff, he would stay up all night and listen to
Sun and Drum podcast. Yeah, so we've had people like that. Even one of our guys, like, he listened to, there's some people that like just to, some people really hate their jobs, and
yeah,
so Nigeria helps them.
Yeah, it helps them cope, yeah.
It helps them coping mechanism and stuff.
Yeah, so when I hear your stories like that, I'm actually, I'm not
speaking
inspired.
Of that, like, shout out to all the guests, all the people that have actually like honored the invitation to be on this pod. We haven't really had people like, how should I put it? It's not easy to get people that we want.
Yeah.
There was one year we used to just DM. We used to DM your faves.
Everybody go AOS, guys.
Today,
but there's one particular one, I won't mention it. I don't know if you remember. Like, he actually did text and say he would like to come on, but like right now, like, he's just been in a lot of interviews and he's really stressed. I don't know if you remember him, but like,
who is that?
Should I say the name here?
Hey, okay. Yes. I've been forgetting.
But I mean, if he had gotten that guy on, it would have been a blast. But I mean, it was good that he replied and recognized us. It was really nice.
So many.
I think we should thank our sponsors in the past too. I can't lie. Everybody who you've worked with in the past. Why did you? No, I won't mention names. They don't want us to mention names. but like everyone who has sponsored this podcast in any way.
Yeah.
But especially financially, Sha. Anyone who has sponsored this podcast in any way, shout out to you guys. But you guys have been an inspiration for us.
Yeah, like major aim is just those of you guys, whatever you have anything, Pastor Baby Boy tells you, put your mind to it and just don't give
up. I swear, because someone, do you know there was one time in 2020 when we started that we didn't record for a while? I think it was during that instance period.
Even before then, like for like 4 or 5
months. So
that was, actually, at that time, I was like, yeah, like, don't do this podcast. Yeah. Don't finish. Don't.
Bro.
But then what happened was, what happened was people's responses, you know, people's feedback was kind of like what motivated us into like continuing
to continue
because live, just hearing people say good things and obviously like we enjoy it, we genuinely enjoy making this content, creating this content and doing this, but like due to unforeseen circumstances and things was going on around and we just, you know, we just lack that push, that oomph, you know. So like people's motivation, people's feedback and your Q&A just cracks me up. Like sometimes I record just for the purpose I want to see the next Q&A. I want to hear them Zikuku and everybody what they have to say. So like it's just
Mr. Adidayo.
Don't worry guys, listen to the next episode coming out next week on House Hunting. Don't worry, the House Hunting part 2, that episode is funny as hell. You know, it's just a lot.
Do you remember the 5 stages of breakfast episode? I think we recorded that in the 9th. Another fun fact, there's one time we should record virtually.
Yeah,
there's one time we should record virtually. So, do you know those nights used to be crazy because sometimes, like, network will go bad. So, we'll have to, like, reconvene, do you get to, like, the network is not strong again. So, it was, like, a lot of headache that time. But, so, that was another period. That was another time where we were reconsidering, like, stopping the podcast because it was very hard. It was really frustrating because I mean there was distance between us, so it was not a long distance podcast that we were doing, and it was really hard. You know how
remember long distance?
Long distance.
that's some episodes that you guys have probably just not skipped.
So the thing is,
there's some people that have listened to all the episodes, like just binge all our episodes. That's some I said that hidden gems. That's some episodes that bro like they're just too sweet and so enjoyable.
Yeah, you know, sometimes some of these episodes are personal to us. People will not just know. It's probably like something, you know how like we'll be gisting about something that's happening. I'm just saying, let's just do an episode of this. Like, I think, the one about parents, disappointing Nigeria, your African parents.
Yeah.
We're having a conversation in Palo about like parents and everything. And we're like, let's just do a podcast episode about it. Sometimes that's how like inspiration comes to do this. Cause I know that I don't think that evening we even plan to record. It was just that conversation that made us talk about this. But people will not even know that, this is something that is like personal for these guys. Yeah. People just think that, we're just two idiots talking on the mic.
I don't follow you, idiot.
You've been an idiot for the past 4 years.
Yeah, like all these people, Asola, Chase, all of you, man. Osakbolo, Nathan, Wally, Yingli.
Bro.
Ogunji Sylvia. I know the people I will give appreciation. You get some way, they just don't constant.
Maybe they just go Obi's house next Monday.
I don't, Obi's house. You guys just go to Obi's house.
Catch us in Obi's house next
Just
Monday.
Tell them you're from Pastor Baby Boy.
From Pastor Baby Boy. That's from Pastor Baby Boy.
That's the, you just see PBB on the table. Like, just do.
No go talk PDD.
No go talk
PDD. No go arrest you for the PBB. I don't talk my own down.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for rocking with us,
bro.
This is our 4th year, and we have many more years to go with you guys. And
it's been great working with this guy.
It's not been great.
Although you're not seeing these guys are annoying.
It's not been great working with this guy.
Actually,
but you guys, shout out to you guys. Shout out to you guys, and you guys should just make sure you always keep on sharing. Rate us 5-star.
That's the best you can do for us. I can't even lie to you.
Yeah, and
share with your friends, share with your family, listen together.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, like, there's so many things. Comment on social media, just repost. Like, to be honest, this is not hard to get. Just repost on social media, talk about us. I mean, that's the best you can do for
us. Yeah, you guys. Shout out to you guys. We love you guys.
Love.
Peace out.
Peace out. Is there?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I don't know. You have to close up.
I remember somebody's comment. Let's just say yes, sir. And I knew that I read it in your stupid voice.
I go soon trade Malcolm, no worry. No trade.
So I'll never forget, I was just tweet one day, somebody just I tweeted this is very embarrassing. I just tweeted like, oh, next morning, see, because I'm bad pepper snail. One thriller hole, or what's your name? You don't message me, say, Pastor V, boy. That money where you chop from. Don't worry. Some of you guys are okay. Don't
worry. Yeah, I used to wonder, like, this, who are these people listening to? What's like, are they okay upstairs?
Because me, I know I'm okay, so I don't know how you guys are.
No, the things you see on this podcast, I'm clearly not okay.
Clearly. Me, I know I'm okay, so I don't know how.
How if someone called themselves Pastor Baby Boy and think they are okay? We need to check that name.
Is a
what?
It was given to me. In the realm of the spirit.
Go for me.
You will not understand.
False spirit.
You will not understand. Well, yeah, you guys, shout out. We love you guys.
Bye.